This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Some people get so much in love with the person, they can't see anything beyond just that person. Yes or no? Yes. Right, and you better not be blind because Rasulullah ﷺ told us. He said, حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءِ قَدْ يُعْمِيكَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He said, your love for something can blind you. It can blind you sometimes, okay? So don't be in that position. You want to ask questions, you want to get to the bottom of who? You want to get to the person inside. Guys, wake up. You want to know, who am I living with? You tell me this, guys, tell me this, yeah? And you tell me, girls, right? If you had a man, I'm asking any woman here, you had a man, the guy's, mashallah, he's perfect. He's got the muscles, he's got the six-pack, he goes to the gym, he regularly works out, he's got the financial status, he's got all that. He's got the money, he's got the looks, he looks Prince Charming, okay? So already some of you are like, you know, smiling, you're like, yeah, that's my kind of guy, right? Now, you get married to him. After you get married to him, he treats you like trash. He doesn't give you his money. He's stingy with you. He talks to you rudely. Is he a nice guy anymore? Yes or no? God, tell me. Thank you. Was he a nice guy before that? Yes or no? Yes, he was. And don't lie to me. You were looking and thinking, that's my guy. Hey, Agwesta. Hey, don't move forward, yeah? Guys, tell me this. A woman, right? Beautiful from top to bottom. You look at her and you melt. You're like, she's my Barbie. Not Barbie, but Barbie, you know what I'm saying? Right? And she's the woman. I'm going to make her mine. I'm going to do everything for her. She's got the figure. She's got the looks. She's got the charm. She's got the walk. She's got the beautiful, the soft voice and all of that. Once you get married to her, her tongue becomes a machete. She chops you all, bro. Bro, you don't even need anyone to do your islah or tarbiyah anymore. No one needs to, you don't need to go to a sheikh and say, sheikh, you know, do my islah or rectify my bad deeds. You don't need to do that. This woman doing all of that every single day. And you're like, yeah, when I go home, I get such a telling off. I feel like I'm a school kid in class, getting told off my teacher. Or I feel like I'm in prison and I'm in front of a prison guard. Is that woman beautiful anymore? Yes or no, guys? Tell me, yes or no? Half of you said no. See how thick they are. Half of them said no. Come, give me a proper answer, man. Yes or no, guys?
No,
thank you. Right? You're not going to like that person anymore because that person has basically spoiled all your dreams. It's not about the charms on the outside. You're going to live with the person inside. And you better, with this questioning, you better find out who that person is. Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah said a wonderful thing. He said, all people are equal until they speak. Once they speak, they start telling you who they are on the inside. So in all your questioning, your idea is to try and find out who the person is on the inside, because you're going to be living with that person for the next 40, 50, 60 years. So you better start asking the right questions and looking beyond their looks and the outside and getting to the inside. Anyway.
La ilaha illallah.